Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show for you this week, first time, our panel at Winnipeg Comic Con 2021, What Avenger Should Run a Summer Camp. That's what you're going to listen to this week, ladies and gentlemen. We have almost everybody on the fucking show. It broke all of our hearts that we couldn't get Martin out from Vancouver to get him back home for this. But Ian, Charles, myself, Mark, Rob, and Jimmy all went to Comic-Con on October 30th, 2021. And we got invited. We've been talking to you about this for a while now, and this has happened, so now you get to listen to it. We got invited. We got an email from them, even though I sent them one first. But whatever, we got an email response, and they said, hey, do you guys want to do something? So this is what we came up with. We took one of our original debates way back in the early episodes of the show. I mean, it's only 121 episodes, but still, when you don't really know what you're doing early on, that feels like a very long time ago. So we took the Sylvester Stallone debate, what Sylvester Stallone character should have a summer camp or run a summer camp, and then we kind of upcycled it and repurposed it for Avengers having their own camp. Super campus of six camps. Camp Hulk, Camp Thor, Camp Iron Man, Camp Hawkeye, Camp Black Widow, and Camp Captain America, one big super campus. We did this in front of everybody, so we need to tell you right now, up in front of the show here, is that the sound is not something that you've grown accustomed to on The Real Debaters. That is no fault other than the RBC Convention Center. No, I'm kidding. The audio didn't pick up that well, and we didn't have a chance to like jack into the system. So the audio is going to be a live version of a thing, just not through our equipment. That's number one. Number two, filmed by the lovely Claudia, Charles Fernandez's wife, partner, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, whatever the fuck you want to call her. Claudia shot the whole thing for us. So if you want to watch this, you can go watch it on the Nerdgasm channel on Charles's show, or you can listen to it here, or you can do both. Doesn't matter. You can find it in two different places. So check the show notes. All that stuff will be there if you actually want to see it. See us. We'll be dropping clips of this shit all over social media, obviously, because we want you guys to see it as well, too, as I hit the microphone. How professional of me. Anyway, so that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. Thank you to Winnipeg Comic Con. It was a great time. We had so much fun. Thank you for having us. Sorry for stealing your audio cable, Cliff. I didn't catch that until we had gone and then realized I had. So Cliff at Winnipeg Comic Con, I am very sorry. Let me send you one. A better one. How's that? No? Okay, whatever. On to housekeeping. Website's almost finished. We're playing with it. Last couple updates are going to go up there. Check out our social media. We got to do a thing with Greg Sestero from The Room. That's on our Instagram page right now. Basically, we watched The Room, got to introduce him when he came to town to do a Q&A. So shout out to Greg. Thank you for being so welcoming to a bunch of nerds like me and Jimmy. That was awesome of you. You're probably not going to listen, but whatever. Anything else for housekeeping? I don't think there. Oh, yeah, the top 10, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time listening to The Real Debaters, we implore you, go backwards. There's a fun story wrapped into all those episodes that you'll get to know us, because we're doing a thing for the first time together. The first episode is the first time it worked, so that you can contrast and compare drastically how we've done over the last 2.5 to 3 years. We're at like a super great point with this after doing Comic-Con and then that thing with The Room at the Park Theater in Winnipeg. So if you see us out and about, we're going to try and do more of these live shows. The panel worked. It was fun. Some of you laughed. That meant a lot to all of us. So thank you for that. And somehow, in some way, in some shape or form, even though Martin wasn't here, he still fucking won. I don't know how that happened. Listen for that at the end of the show. Top 10. I started talking about that and then I kind of faded off. You'll get used to that if this is your first time. The top 10 places that listen to us the most. Thank you so much for doing so. We know whoever listens, we love it. You know that. This is an independent operation out of a basement of a home somewhere in Canada. And when we see that you guys listen and these spikes occur, it means a lot to us. Everybody who listens, like I said, we love you all equally, but these are just the 10 places that deserve a little bit of recognition for making The real Debaters more well-known. Specifically, who's ever the fuck in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, never seen you before, all of a sudden out of nowhere, like a ton of you are listening to the show. So thank you very much for that. City of Brotherly Love, where Rocky Balboa's from. Ashburn, Virginia, coming in number 9. Mississauga, Ontario. Edmonton, Alberta. Vancouver, British Columbia. Kelowna, British Columbia. Smithers, British Columbia. A lot of BC shit. Thanks very much. Toronto, Ontario. Calgary, Alberta, coming in number 2. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, our hometown, our home base, our fellow debaters who we got to meet at Comic-Con, thank you so much for showing up and having a good afternoon with us. I don't even remember most of it. I got to watch this thing again just to kind of, you know, being on stage for the first time was a little daunting. I won't lie. Ladies and gentlemen, I have nothing else for you. I give you our Comic-Con panel from Winnipeg Comic-Con 2021. What Avengers should have their own summer camp. Oh boy, this was fun. I will cue the reel and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the Charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, cinephiles from around Winnipeg, are you ready to hear six guys mass debate for your pleasure? Put your hands together and help me welcome the real debaters!
Okay, hey everybody, I'm Michael from The Real Debater. You're probably wondering what we're doing here today. We're a local movie podcast that likes to ask the simple question, what happens when real life meets real life? What that means is essentially we like to compare what happens on the movie screen to our real everyday lives, as all of us do. Examples of that would be, could James Bond be a nanny? What's it like being Dr. Manhattan for a day? Do the Ghostbusters deserve their own restaurant? These are the questions we ask on the show. So that's what we're going to do here for you today. The question we're asking today is simply that, what Avenger could run the best summer camp? What kind of experiences can you expect from them? What are you going to do with this summer camp? This is one of our original debates that kind of launched the show. So we figured we'd repurpose it for Comic-Con for you today.
Okay, so we're sticking to your core six original Avengers. There will be no Howard the Ducks. There will be no Blades. Are we understood?
Yes.
I know. We're all disappointed.
I know. I wanted Howard the Duck, too.
We all wanted Howard the Duck.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I drew the shortest straw, so I'm going to go first. I'm going to go take my seat. Emily, I give you the floor.
Yeehaw.
Are we ready to hear about some Avengers summer camps? All right, Michael, start us off.
You can begin.
Shut up.
She's finding his notes.
All right, so I drew Captain America. That was the camp that I got to pick. So he's not traditionally my favorite Avenger. I actually really wanted the Hulk, but through the draw, this is what ended up happening. So my camp, and just for preference, this is like Disneyland, where all six camps are in one big campus, and you can kind of like migrate through them. So my camp is called Camp Rebirth, which is based after the idea of Captain America and the camp he was at and the project that created him. It's a basic, run-of-the-mill World War II camp with all the modern amenities of today. The camp is run by, what do we have here? We've got Colonel Chester, Bucky, Captain America, Peggy, Baron Zemo, Falcon, and a couple other people. So what can you expect from an average day at Camp Rebirth? Well, first of all, you've got your skills and your activities. Instead of arts and crafts, you're going to have shield throwing and wielding. Camp Iron Man made a more malleable vibranium for us, so we can make some shields. You can custom paint it yourself. We've also got dancing with Peggy and Baron Zemo. So you can either learn a waltz, or you can learn how to be the best meme of 2021, whatever you prefer. And that's
so just so I can get this straight here for a second, you're going to be, again, appropriating Wakandan culture for your camp?
No comment. Second on the list, we've got Colonel Chester's physical fitness. This is the program that consists of camp's calisthenics and aerobatics. So you're going to learn how to do a triple backflip, and you're also going to walk away with the tightest ass you could possibly imagine, because you can't come to Camp Rebirth and not have a real tight butt at the end of it. America's ass just can't handle that. We've also got Falcon. You've got track and field with Falcon. He's annoyingly always on the left for some reason. We couldn't figure out why. Arm wrestling with Bucky. Couldn't really figure out where to place the guy, but you know the guy with the strongest arm in the entire Marvel Universe. So you're going to learn how to come from over the top like a good Sylvester Stallone cheesy 80s movie. Side to that, the only rule at Camp Rebirth is there are certain words you're not allowed to say around Bucky. Example would be longing, rusted, furnace.
Hail Hydra.
Last and most certainly not least, We've got Captain America, Time with Cap. So you're going to have a movie night with Camp. It's always The Wizard of Oz because it's the only movie reference he gets. If you can get Cap to swear by the end of the week, you win a new week of camp the following year. And lastly, we're going to have fire safety with Human Torch. I mean, Captain America. And you'll learn how to rip logs apart at cocktail parties because who doesn't love that trick? Ladies and gentlemen, that's me. Gentlemen, do you have anything that you would like to say to me? Because I know we do this at home all the time. I've never been ostracized in public, so this should be fun.
Are you allowed to get, like, other
Oh, your mic's not working.
Vendors?
There you go.
Well, oh, yeah, there we go. Are you allowed to get other Avengers involved there? Like, I don't know. I feel like you have Falcon and you have Bucky in your camp.
Yeah.
How's that allowed?
They're basically camps. The universe. Original six, motherfucker.
Hey. These are original six. Look.
So there's contracts that come with each of them. So I think Cap is on a contract that Bucky and Falcon are just attached to him.
Right? Yeah, it was a pay or play deal, essentially. Okay.
They're essentially sidekicks.
Yeah.
Campus will allow it. Campus will allow it.
I agree.
I find it's a touch to go America.
Why would you say that?
I feel like, you know, it doesn't seem like a relaxing camp. There's no downtime. It's all physical fitness and working out. That sounds terrible.
Sounds like,
you guys, you want to know what the camp motto is? Well, I can do this all day.
What's or the camp till you die?
Yeah. Yeah, like you can't go to camp rebirth. It's the camp is for the little guy. The camp is for everybody who was picked last at kickball. Because if you remember Captain America, he was the scrawny soldier. He was the one that nobody thought could do anything. So this is the place for everybody who was picked last at kickball. The ones who never got a chance to shine because we build muscle, hustle, and tight asses.
Rebirth is a weak name. It should be Phoenix.
1 minute left. Bring it home.
Do the skinny kids get beat up, like, brutally in an alleyway beforehand?
I feel like you're shaming the kids that are coming to your camp. Like, why are they not good enough for you?
They're fine. They're just the ones that got left behind, the runts of the litter. I was one. This is why I came up with this idea.
What if you have a non-runt child, like you're referring to, that just wants to go to this camp?
Not allowed.
Are they not allowed?
Not allowed.
Sorry, not allowed.
No. Wow.
Not at all.
It's not Wakandan culture I have a problem with. It's the runt of the litter. I'm kidding, guys.
I want to have a child and, like, train them to be, like, the best version and then go to this camp and, like, be, like, the best version. Like, be the Captain America and be like, this guy's too good.
Yeah, be all you can be.
You know what?
And then do a USO tour and sing and dance.
I'm pretty sure my dad sent me to this camp and it did not work.
Case in point.
You took the wrong serum.
And time.
Come on with a journey, if you will. Somewhere between Midgard and Asgard, you'll find Kidgard. Unlike all the other camps here, we're going to have sunshine day in and day out because we control the weather.
Some people
now,
like the rain.
Now, since this is a competition, you guys better get used to running your camps in thunderstorms. As part of the summer camp, obviously, we do field trips and travel. We have Heimdall at our beck and call to open the Bifrost and travel anywhere that we so choose. Or as somebody called it one time, the Rainbow Bridge. I think that's
Rainbow
where the pets
Road.
Go, though. Yeah,
that's a great.
That's a really awesome level.
We will only have fun outdoor activities such as the hammer toss. Right? Mike, could you pass me that for a second? We're also going to do other... could you just pass that over here to me? Yeah. Just pass it on. Yeah, that's what I thought. Some other camps just aren't worthy. We're going to have rock climbing with Korg. We have the built Ragnarok that you can climb. We also, for those that attend the camp that are less active, we have an entire indoor, like, LAN party for gaming run by Newmaster 69 and Fat Thor. Now, the only issues we've been having as of late is we have one particular week in the summer where it's a sibling week where we bring troubled family members together in order to try to form more of a bond. This is ran by my brother, Loki. Things haven't been going so well.
I like that you're Thor in this.
Well,
ran by my brother, Loki.
I mean, who are you if you're not Thor? I mean, I'd throw a guess at Carlton Drake, but that's not canon for the MCU.
So yeah, I mean, really, I think it sells itself. Really, you look at the panel, other than the Hulk, I'm really the only superhero camp. I mean, the rest is like a millionaire, a guy with a bow and arrow.
Billionaire, thank you.
Russian assassin. Yeah, so come to superhero camp, everyone. Kid Guard.
There wasn't enough giants. Where's the frost giants?
I wasn't aware we were allowed to bring props.
You just took the hammer right out of my mouth, Jimmy.
I'll allow it.
How much time we got on this one?
2.5 minutes.
Okay, all right. Fat Thor seems to be very fat, and I don't know how you... Not that there's anything wrong with that. He just looked like he wanted to drink all day. So I'm just having a hard time sending my kids to a camp with an alcoholic. That's my concern.
I feel like you're getting very judgmental here, Michael. My camp is inclusive, unlike your camp.
Are you fat Thor?
What I'm saying is...
Am I fat shaming Thor? Yes, I am. For the sake of a public win, I'm fat shaming today.
Whether you're a chiseled Asgardian god, or whether you're a slightly overweight gamer, we accept everybody. Okay. And I'm comfortable with that. Yeah, but...
There needs to be more mead drinking.
Yeah, you missed the mead. Actually, if you had a mead making class, I think I might have sent.
Does everyone get a hammer? Like, does everyone get a prop of some sort? I'm kind of confused by this.
No, only Thor gets a hammer.
Okay,
he's the only one really worthy enough.
Okay.
We made no bones about that.
So, what are the kids doing besides, like, just like, they're hanging out? I'm kind of lost.
1 minute warning.
You're rock climbing.
They're just doing
It seems light on activities.
Yeah, I kind of...
How are you feeling?
You know what? They're all going to have a hella good time.
Check his notes. Is that in his goddamn notes?
Hang on, yeah. Is that on the floor? No, that's an on-the-fly pun. I can vouch for that.
Now, for a minute, I want you to all think of your previous experiences at summer camp. And many of us have been to one, and they're usually run down, underfunded, decrepit. The equipment's not on point. You know, everything's old. You know, you're kind of asking yourself, man, I wish this summer camp had more money. Well, guess what? When you go to billionaire Tony Stark's Iron Man camp, you get unlimited budget. Everything is purely awesome all the time. None of this like old school Scandinavian rundown shit. None of this old timely, 1940s. We're in World War II and don't have enough silk to even make, pantyhose.
We fought for your freedom, billionaire.
It's just awesomeness all the time. And, this is really where we have the leg up. Now let's talk about the activities. So upon arriving to Tony Stark's camp...
Do you get a piece of paper?
Each kid gets a piece of paper and then bitch slaps Mike in the face. Each person gets their own Jarvis Light, okay? Because you're not worthy to get full Jarvis, but you get Jarvis Light. So it's like each camper has their own personal assistants to, assist them through the interactions and the day-to-day. Now let's talk about the awesome activities at this camp. There isn't waltz dancing and trying to pick up a hammer and, maybe going and seeing some frost giants and working through family issues with Loki. Like, this sounds terrible. Absolutely terrible. Here's just a few things. First off, there's a closed driving track where you get to drive the most badass Audis ever. You don't have a driver's license? They don't care. You get to drive a $150,000 car, okay? Now, there is also a facial hair grooming workshop, incredibly important when you're trying to emulate being Tony Stark. There's also AI design because, of course, right? There is integrated circuits classes. There's a welding class because when you're trapped in an Afghani, cave and you have to fashion your own makeshift Iron Man suit, you better know how to weld. There's a jetpack class. Why? Why not? Unlimited budget. And there's battle bots. Why? Because they're cool. And of course, there's an advanced weapons design workshop. So this is basically, an aspiring technician or engineer or weapons design person or someone that wants to work for Raytheon or Boeing and basically, be a Lord of War. This is the camp for you.
With children.
Obviously, you need to start off young. It's no different than hockey camp. That's how you get to the NHL. Like, come on, dude.
Start them weapons-building young?
Sure. I never said that it was an appropriate conversation that I'm having.
He's still good.
Now, some other meal. We got to talk about the meals. Like, summer camp, you got 3 squares a day. Well, the great thing about this is they only eat Tony's favorites. Shawarma and burgers. That's it. Yes.
How many toilet facilities are there at the camp?
They're fucking all over the place. Am I allowed to swear? Okay, perfect. Okay? And, finally, they have a contest at the end for the whole time they're at the summer camp. And the person that designs the best, has the best tech design, right? The winner gets to spend the day with Tony Stark. And you guessed it. They get to try out the suit.
1 minute left.
So it's an award? It's an award? Like the one person only gets the suit?
Yeah, bro. Everybody else got a Jarvis Light.
So the suit modifies itself to be able to fit in it a child?
Correct.
And then, okay.
Yeah. Unlimited budget, mofo. Unlimited budget. But we can't just be handing out suits to everyone.
That's what's so difficult about this is you can answer everything. It's unlimited budget.
Yeah.
Can I say something for all the parents in the crowd?
Absolutely.
The amount of screen time you're putting kids through for a week at camp.
I disagree with that. There was welding, that's doing hand-eye coordination, there's working on integrated circuits, that is more, intricate. So if you have somebody that wants to maybe be a watchmaker down the road,
I don't want to weld, I want to play the iPhone.
Motor functions. Jetpacks, that takes a lot of physical ability, driving a car.
Let's open up, we got a question over here.
We have a question.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Case in point.
But we hope that they come the following year to the advanced Tony Stark, where they learn the skills to be humble enough to take that great power that they've learned in the first year of Tony Stark Iron Man camp and be better humans.
No, I just
want
to blow
balanced.
Stuff up. I'm okay with that first class. That's okay.
Yeah. There's 3 phases to Iron Man camp.
And time.
In the front row here.
See?
Yeah.
No, because there's always a more powerful lesson when they start off kind of on the wrong side and then go to the good side.
Interesting as Rob is an answer.
Can you see
everything.
Why we gave Rob Iron Man here? Yeah. I feel as though you're going to be over-promising, under-delivering, and what we're going to get is a camp
Iron
with
Man.
Happy...
Imagine a beautiful paradise. Trees, waterfalls, a very, very elegant nature to relax you because
this is a camp
for... angry people in smart people. I call it angry man for smart people. There's 2 sides of the camp, obviously. There's the smart people side of the camp, which is our Bruce Banner side, to which we get to learn very scientific things, our basics like bio, chemistry, physics. But then we spend the day where you sit in a seat and get blasted by gamma radiations. It's very hard on the body, but, you see if you can get through it. It's very compelling.
So cancer?
No. I never would say that word. Never would say that word. And
the whole camp, leave angry with cancer.
Throughout the day, as you get your badges for physics, bio, gamma hit, you then go on to learn how to sew. To fix up those mending pants, because later on in the day you might need to. Now... as the day go on, you might get a little annoyed because it is a long day and it's very tiring to just learn science. Now, as you go on through and through, you have to sit down when the sun gets real low and have a group discussion about your feelings, to which you can talk about many things.
The sun's going down, big guy.
The sun is going down. And this is where you start talking a little more about your feelings and get a little deeper into it, to which you'll feel that deep hurting and you'll start to enrage. And that's where, in summer camp, in Hulk summer camp, you get to smash the room. You get to just basically hit things, throw chairs around, smash the walls. So I imagine this as a day camp. Basically, let's say you have a smart angry child, and you say, son, you need to go, or daughter, you need to go to this camp for the day and deal with your smartness and your anger.
What about dumb, happy people?
Ah, they don't exist at
where
this
do
camp.
They go? Yeah. Where,
they have their own camp.
So are these kids so smart they're angry about it? Like, they're just so smart they're like, ah!
You know, as someone who would go to this camp, yes. As a smart, angry person, yes.
So the motto of the camp is not ignorance is bliss.
No.
So, like, as a parent, I take my straight A intelligent student
who's angry,
drop you off to him, so
who
he
likes
comes
to kill puppies.
Smashing stuff.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yes.
Have you
send them to like smart, angry camp? I'm sorry.
I just like that when they go home from camp, they're like, hey, mom, look what I learned in camp, and then they trash the house.
It's learning how to deal with your deeper emotions, you know? It's a whole rooted to that deeper end of trying to find out what really is the core problem with your life. If we're going Hulk, it might be daddy issues. It might be something based on there.
Do you have a camp uniform? And if so, is it just stretchy purple pants?
It is. thank you. I forgot to get on that. Yes, it is. There is a purple attire and a purple theme throughout this camp. Purple and green, of course. Yes.
Are they also provided green face paint?
I did think about the idea of whether we would be painting people throughout this, like if there's like a body artwork to kind of like...
Like a spray tan booth.
Yeah, I thought that could be a thing. It felt a little too Fire Festival, as like our guy threw out there earlier. I thought that might be a little too, like, I don't know if smart people would want to really paint their body. I don't really know if angry people want to paint their body either.
Well, if they're going to get a bologna sandwich afterwards, hell yeah.
Is that a thing?
1 minute left.
Which counselor do we get? Do we get Bruce or do we get Hulk?
Well, that's the best part. It's the smart person throughout the day. You get Bruce. And then in the evening, when the sun goes down, you get... I know I'm reversing it. You get the Hulk.
How does Bruce deal with, you know, these angry, I'm imagining, a little bit annoying kids? How does Bruce deal?
I'm on Team Charles.
Well, as we...
Because if I send my camp there,
yeah.
My kid to this
Your camp,
camp
there.
My camp
send
to
my
kid.
Camp to
they get eaten by the Hulk?
No, they come home...
Hulk
like,
doesn't eat you.
They come home in a wheel... Like, you smash them. I'm worried about
the
welfare of my child.
You smash around. You don't smash people. You don't hit people. This isn't going to Captain America camp and fighting people, learning that stuff. This isn't that type of thing. Also, as we all know...
We wouldn't want you at my camp, so don't worry about it.
There was no fighting people at his camp. It was waltzing and throwing shields.
Right.
Tell me you don't want to play catch with Cap. I mean, I may have grown up with daddy issues,
cool,
but
I felt like the dancing was just like the only thing I remembered.
Cap never got to dance with Peggy, so you do.
That's our time, John.
That's your time. But Ian, I actually have a question.
Yes.
How are you going to advertise your camp? Because I suggest you use a really big banner.
I feel like she had that one sitting for so long, and it's bullshit. Like, let's don't clap for something clearly planned. This is about
everyone
improv.
Everyone, give a hand to Emily again. Okay. With the same banner, Joe.
Yes. Thank you, Emily.
Make him mad. You don't
want to
see him when he's mad.
Hulk smash.
I have Black Widow. Oh, I know. Thank you. So first of all, my camp is an old girls camp, so girl power, am I right? Right on. There we go. We got something.
Exclusionary.
It's spy camp, or it is Camp Red Room. Hey, that's fun. Right? Everybody likes Camp Red Room.
Everybody likes assassins.
Everyone likes that movie.
So you're going to learn about spy activities. You're going to learn, you know, a little something here and there about weapons. Learn how to kill someone with your bare hands. You're going to learn deceit. And you're going to learn the importance of identity switching, which is, you know, a good skill.
Is there a Nigerian prince class?
Welcome to Deceit 101.
Let's see what. Oh yeah. So one of the highlights at our camp is poser class. Am I right? You guys
Charles,
are going to spend
show,
an hour.
Can you
posing.
Show the pose? Is that
no? Because this is an all girls
guys,
camp,
you
and I
to
would
show
rather
the pose?
Have.
Yeah.
Can you show us the pose?
Yeah, guys, get up and show us.
God.
He can do this.
Come on.
Those are H&M elastic jeans. He has this power.
Yeah, no, this is a special material made for this exact
5% spandex.
Oh, the grind.
He's in so much pain right now, folks.
I wanted to say it from the end, but I am actually teaching that class at this camp. So it's 1 hour of, it's a deep look and understanding into what makes the perfect pose, as well as a deep understanding into the safety behind it. Because you don't want to pull anything. You don't want to hurt yourself. That's, you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself in the middle of an assassin fight. What else have we got? We got unitard class. So you're going to spend an hour picking out your favorite unitard. It could be leather, it could be whatever, and what's great about it is you're going to spend an hour moving around, right? And you're moving, and then that leads into ballerina class, and then you're going to do that because of Russia. So,
because of Russia.
Yeah.
So is that like what everybody does in Russia? They just do ballet?
Yeah, no. And then,
ballet and they rig the Olympics.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the older class, you do shots of vodka first, and then you dance. And then the younger class, you
awesome.
Just dance.
Awesome, underage drinking. Yay.
Hey, that's the older kids.
And I was the evil one.
What else do we got here? Oh, yeah, the camper with the most recognition for the weekend, just being a good overall sport. That camper gets automatically sent into the Taskmaster program, which is a really fun advancement that you will find out more if you get in it, kids.
Is there,
I feel like you're at a huge disadvantage because nobody saw Black Widow.
You didn't pay $24.99 on Disney Plus?
Guys, come on here, okay? She sued and what, she won. Let's
what is Black Widow's superpower?
She deceives. She could convince you of anything and nothing. That's a cool power. That's actually the camp motto. Be everywhere and nowhere within the campgrounds. What else? Oh, yes. So we're going to teach you how to avoid Budapest at all costs. Just don't do it. Don't ever go there. There's no need for it. There's so many other places you can go in the world. And then the last day of camp.
Did you find out what happened in Budapest?
Oh no, we'll never find that out. And then the last day of camp is my favorite activity, cliff diving. That's right. Thank you.
Don't clap for that. You're clapping for a life.
What you forgot to mention though is you drop your daughters off and just never get them back.
Yeah. So small disclaimer: we do have a lot of runaways at the camp. Sometimes we train them too good. There is a chance you may never see your daughter again until maybe 20, 30 years later.
When she's
going to be crazy, but it'll be a great reunion for everyone. Oh. No, we'll allow the question.
I've actually been to the camp and everything.
But it's the best goddamn ballet you ever had, right? There you go.
Well said, well said.
Awesome.
That's great.
Now I'm going to need you all to contain your excitement.
Settle down.
For the most exciting Avenger ever.
Everybody, welcome to Jeremy Renner Camp. Registration super easy. You just sign up through the Jeremy Renner app. Remember that? This is going to be very reference heavy.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to do with this, right? I had a lot of different ideas. I think first thing you get there, you drop your kid off, faux hawk. Boom. Easy start. Boom. Faux hawk. Nice, right? Shave the sides of your head. Maybe just one side. You get the Skrillex going. Jeremy Renner Camp, Hawkeye Camp, whatever. I honestly forget he's in the fucking movie sometime. So like when we did the draw, I thought I got Hawk Guy. Yeah, not great. It's just like Hawkman's degenerate brother. I love Jeremy Renner though. I think this is gonna be a great camp. You go there, one day of archery, and then the rest of the time, you actually just learn that you're not the main character, and that's okay.
And you get paid.
And you get paid. It's not a big deal. You're fighting aliens, you've got arrows. Maybe you got a grappling hook. Who gives a shit?
Rumor has it your campers are really good at tag.
They actually had to pay a group of five-year-olds for the rights to tag. It's a BoJack Horseman reference. Now, told you, reference heavy. I think if you want to go to Hawkeye Camp, I really just wanted to do a cliff diving and you stole that from me.
Does everyone get a hurt locker when they go to the camp to store their stuff?
cliff diving with cliff means that nobody dies. You actually just hold on to someone and then you choose to let them go. It was a choice. He made a choice.
Is your diving is just how to let everybody else go first? Or
is there any farming or homestead situations?
Look, nobody's gonna watch the TV show. Maybe the TV show's just Hawkeye, but it's also Quantum Leap.
Do you teach campers how to camp and just stay back from the action and just shoot things that don't
exactly.
do anything
exactly.
to any of the villains?
It's not your job. Why am I fighting Ultron? Not my place. Gonna sit in this torn down building and have a good cry.
What's the situation with your camp and the Black Widow's camp? Have they dated? Have
Budapest.
They had a thing? No kidding.
It's Budapest, yeah. And we don't talk about Budapest. Yeah.
No mention of archery. Eh?
No, there was a one day of archery.
Oh, okay. Maybe
and it's honestly just a lot of the kids asking, why don't we use a gun? Like, if his superpower is aiming, can't he just use a gun?
Well, Thor doesn't use a gun.
What is he, MacGyver?
Captain America doesn't use a gun.
Neither does MacGyver. What's
yeah, but there was no gun workshop or class. You just said fighting.
Yeah.
That could mean anything.
Well, I mean, if you want to do some fighting with Jeremy Renner, that's okay, but it's going to be more of a wrestle.
So he's at the camp?
Yeah, of course. Okay. He's not even playing Hawkeye. He's just playing Jeremy Renner. Oh, shoot. Absolutely.
Are we sure he's at the camp, or how long until he, like, bails on the project?
How long until he bails on the project?
Let's just say he's there in spirit.
1 minute left.
Imagine what if people actually wanted to go to your camp. Can we?
Yeah, you're really selling this.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want?
This is a what if episode.
What do you want from me? You put the two human characters at the end with no special abilities whatsoever. What do you want from me?
Jeremy Renner's ability is to not smile in everything.
Audience question.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way in the back,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, his cap give me a tight ass.
It won't give you an America's ass.
So I'll get
you
a card after the debate.
It won't give you America's ass, but we will shave a faux hawk into your butt hair. And yes, we have one more. Yes, right here. Well, since there's just the one day of archery, honestly, I think you're just going to have to whittle the arrows yourself.
You had a guy in the back.
Oh, we got a guy.
One more question, I think, in the back.
I think we can do one more.
Yeah, is there, like, constantly a fear of being blinded, but you're not sure if Disney will go through with that?
You get a point, sir.
Yeah, I think you get a point.
Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to vote. Starting from our first camp, by applause, who votes for Captain America camp and Mike?
Louder, come on, you all want tight asses? I'm the reason why!
Who's sending their kids to Thor camp with Rob? With Mark. And who's going to the unlimited budget Iron Man camp with Rob?
You're a fucking
the douchiest camp.
So who's ready to find out what happens when you get really angry at Hulk Camp with Ian?
No. I heard 1 year-old go, no.
Not
absolutely
pass.
Absolutely not.
Pass.
Screw that guy.
Who's sending their daughters to maybe come back and maybe not come back from Black Widow Camp with Charles?
Yeah! Give me your daughter!
Wow, is this being recorded?
You can't.
No.
Record that, TikTok it, and let's get him out there, guys.
And finally, who's heading off for one day of archery and maybe some other things at Hawkeye Camp with Jimmy?
You realize he basically talked more about Jeremy Renner than Hawkeye, right? Like, you're voting. You're voting for Jeremy Renner.
20 minutes of Hawkeye and then 30 plus hours of Jeremy Renner.
I'm upset you didn't even reference class trip or senior trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was disappointed.
Well, okay, Emily, who do you think got it?
You know, because of the unlimited budget, there might have been an applause machine added to that, but I gotta say, with a resounding applause majority, the winner is Iron Man!
I am Iron Man!
You know what? There's a fix in here. There was a lot more Thor fans, but then they just disappeared. I don't know what happened.
And you know what? Because Iron Man won, everybody gets a turn on the suit. Everybody come on up. Everybody, yeah. You have the suit, right?
Suit.
You brought it?
You brought it?
You brought it?
I brought it. Who wants to go?
Just hit the little thing and you're fine. All right. Do you guys have any questions about podcasting? We didn't really have anything left, but if anybody was interested in learning how to podcast, how we got into it, we're more than happy to answer questions. If not, we can let you get back.
Also, Michael, if these lovely people loved hearing this live debate so much, where could they hear all our other work and other debates?
There's
and all our other stuff.
Check your podcast player on your phone right now. We're in it. We're there every Wednesday. We're on every podcast platform. We're on TikTok. We're on all the social media platforms. So if you want to listen to like 100 and some odd episodes, we've been doing this for the last 2 years. There's somebody here, there's somebody who's not here, and they've been doing with me since the very beginning. So it would be amazing if you guys, on the count of three, could just all scream out, Martin wins. Martin is the seventh guy, he's in Vancouver. He's doing stand-up out there right now, he couldn't fly home to do this, but he's been doing it, like me and him are like the original debaters, so to
speak. They're the Black Widow and Hawkeye of this group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guess who's hanging off the cliff in that scenario? But he's not here, so if I could pull the phone out, would you guys do that for us? Yeah? You're down?
Okay. All right. Martin wins. Fatality.
While he sets this up. All righty. On a big count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our time. We are the Real Debaters. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Subscribe.